I said to you, you can't live after the world, and if you live in sin, and you turned around and said, we're not under judgment. And a whole bunch of people
that.
Heard
I
you.
Never said that. I never
what did
said
you say, sir?
We're not under judgment. All I'm asking is, how many people you lead to the Lord with this approach?
Who leads people to the Lord, men or God?
Well, we have to share the love of God.
Well, we preach the gospel. That is the love of God. And what did it say in Matthew 16? Who will build this church? And what did it say in Acts 2? God. So I don't add anybody. I don't bring anybody. Now, if
he
you want...
He saves them, right.
Yeah, he does. He brings them in the body. Now, if you want to say... Well, if you want to go by success...
No, wait.
You just ask. You won't let me answer.
Answering the disciples... When they asked, what's the greatest command? He said, love.
Right. Love God and love your neighbor. What is loving God?
And
obeying him.
As yourself.
Did you know something? This is going to change your theology. Are you ready for this? Listen here. Listen here. The book of Acts.
I'm like you. I go all over the world.
Well, listen to me. The book of Acts. So. The most evangelistic book in the Bible.
Paul. Yeah.
How many times did they use the word love in the book of Acts to evangelize?
I couldn't tell you how many times.
Zero. You know what the call was, sir?
If you
No, what was the call in Acts to people to come to the Lord? If you go around the world and preach the gospel, you should know this.
I don't know.
Repent!
That's a natural thing.
Well, then that's what we do. We call people to repentance. Now, let me ask you a question. How many did Jesus say are going to come in Matthew 7?
I don't know.
He said few are going to come. And do you know what that word... Do you know what few means in English? Puny.
Yeah.
A puny number. So here's the answer to your question. How many people do we see come to the Lord by our process? A puny number. Just what the Lord said would be. So don't compromise with the world.
That's a good answer.
Don't compromise with the world because they fill up buildings. You know what? We want to strive with the gospel to maybe fill heaven up a little bit more.
I'm not compromising.
But if you're here practicing the ways of the world.
I work hard all year long.
Did Jesus and Paul take a vacation from the gospel?
My employer gives me a motel to stay in.
In a worldly place that titillates your flesh. Did Jesus take a vacation from the gospel? Did Paul? Did Peter? If your heart's changed, you want to tell people about the gospel, sir. Test yourself. We love you. God be praised.